KD Country 94 weather.
If you need your truck repaired, then Goddard Repair LLC in Beloit is a smart and only stop you need to make. Goddard provides semi and trailer service repair, including wiring. And now Goddard Repair has used semi trucks for sale. Plus, they offer the ultimate bale bed, the Chisholm Trail Bed, and South Fork Dump Beds, both made by C5 Manufacturing. Goddard also carries Sherco Cable Locks and Sherco Super Duty Sherlocks for your hauling needs. Goddard Repair LLC, Highway 24 in Beloit. Call them 738-2140 or visit them at their new website, GoddardRepair.com, or on Facebook.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 76. Winds out of the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast skies. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 61. Chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 77. Cloudy skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 73.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs. Pickup or semi with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models. Brakes, drums, and chambers in stock. Exhaust mufflers, flex elbows, straight pipe, and more. They also carry legacy seats and two stereo options. In addition, they carry most all BG service fluids. Transmission flush to diesel fuel injection clean on both pickups and semis with several fuel additives and cleaners. All of this and more at American Ag and Auto, just off of Highway 24 in Glen Elder.
They're falling for fall at Boutique 602 in Downs. They have your unique home decor, and they are always full of special accessories for you. Come see what's upstairs in downtown Downs. Call Katie and Mandy at the Hair Shop, 785-454-6670, for all of your personal makeovers. Be sure to follow their Facebook pages to stay up to date, and visit shopboutique602.com. The Hair Shop and Boutique 602 in Downs, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, late by appointment, and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is investigating an officer-involved shooting that occurred Monday morning on U.S. Highway 54, about 5 miles west of Pratt, Kansas. According to a media release from the KBI, preliminary information indicates that a motor carrier inspector for the Kansas Highway Patrol observed a 2016 silver Honda Odyssey on the side of U.S. Highway 54 in Kingman County and stopped to offer aid. He ran the vehicle's tag, and before the tag returned, the van departed heading west. The tag then came back stolen out of Saline County. So the Kansas Highway Patrol and deputies from the Kingman County Sheriff's Office attempted to locate the vehicle. They found the van stopped along the highway and positioned the patrol vehicles in front of and behind it. The female driver then rammed a Kingman County patrol car and fled. A chase ensued and entered Pratt County, at which time the Pratt County Sheriff's Office joined. During the pursuit, the male and female occupants switched who was driving. Law enforcement deployed stop sticks several times during the chase, attempting to slow the van. It came to a stop in the parking lot of a Casey's convenience store in Pratt. The female passenger, later identified as Ibanya Parker, age 22, of Colorado Springs, Colorado, exited the van and ran. A deputy with the Kingman County Sheriff's Office deployed a taser during her arrest. Parker was arrested for aggravated battery against a law enforcement official, flee and elude, operating a stolen vehicle, interference with law enforcement, and criminal damage to property. Meanwhile, the male subject, later identified as 29-year-old Ulysses M. Parker of Colorado Springs, fled in the opposite direction. He forced the occupant of a white 2007 F-350 pickup that was pulling a trailer and water tank out of the vehicle and stole the vehicle. Parker fled west on U.S. Highway 54, crossing the center line multiple times, endangering motorists and forcing at least one driver off the road. Parker then made a loop in a field and began heading back east towards Pratt. Stop sticks were deployed, and the vehicle eventually came to a stop. During the incident, a deputy from the Pratt County Sheriff's Office fired multiple times into the truck, and Parker was struck in the arm. He was transported to Wichita Hospital, where he was treated for his injuries, later released and arrested for aggravated assault. Additional charges are expected. Both subjects were booked into the Kingman County Jail. Have a job open to tell you about. AgMark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. The full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 785-738-0763, email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com, or send a resume to Agmark LLC, attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 16 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There will be walk-in flu clinics in the Metro County Health Department coming up tomorrow, Wednesday, October 25th, and the first two Wednesdays of November from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on those days. You can call and schedule an appointment at 738-5175 for another day if those days do not work. The walk-in days are for flu shots only. First responders from Mitchell County Appreciation Dinner this Friday, October 27th, noon at the Glen Elder Senior Center. Oven fried chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, strawberry shortcake. The meal is our thank you for all the work you do. Spouses are welcome to attend. You can RSVP by calling 545-3444. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Grounded a second. 2 years removed from losing 100. The Rangers have won the pennant.
Well, more on the Rangers winning the ALCS coming up in this sportscast. Also, a look at the NLCS as the champion still needs to be determined. Quick look at local sports, some NFL notes as the Chiefs get some bad news on Monday, and Monday Night Football between the Vikings and 49ers, and an NBA star is getting an extension. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports postseason time, high school football playoffs will begin on Thursday night for 8-man teams. Most 11-man teams will play on Friday night. Also on Friday, Beloit Smith Center and St. John Sipplin Volleyball will all compete at the state tournament, and many area athletes are competing at state cross country on Saturday. For all the latest on the postseason, you can visit ncksports.com. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Texas Rangers advanced to the World Series for the first time since 2011 with an 11-4 win over the Astros in Game 7 of the ALCS in Houston. Rangers jumped out to an early lead with three runs in the top of the first, and leading 4-2, they played at four in the top of the fourth to blow the game open. Astros starter Christian Javier only made it through a third of an inning, giving up the three runs right away and taking the loss. Jordan Montgomery pitched 2 1/3 scoreless in relief to move to 3-0 in the postseason for Texas. The story of the offense for the Rangers was Adolis Garcia, who went 4 for 5 with 2 home runs and 5 RBI. He was named the ALCS MVP after hitting 357 with 5 homers and an MLB record for most RBI in a postseason series with 15. In a rare occurrence, the road team won every game in the ALCS. The Rangers now wait for their opponent in the World Series.
2-2 and a called strike 3, and the ball game is over. And the Arizona Diamondbacks have forced a Game 7, a convincing victory. Marte with a couple of RBIs, a 5-1 final, a 3-run second inning. Tommy Pham got it jump started, returning to the lineup. He homered in that second, then Gurriel homered right after him. This is going to be just the fourth time that both league championship series go 7 games.
Merrill Kelly got the win on the mound for Arizona, pitching 5 innings and giving up just 1 run on 3 hits. Aaron Nola suffered his first loss of the postseason, allowing 4 runs on 6 hits and 4 1/3. The NLCS will be decided tonight as Ranger Suarez takes the mound for the Phillies against Brandon Font of the Diamondbacks. First pitch at 7:07 on TBS. In the NFL, after going down with a wrist injury in Sunday's win over the Chargers, Chiefs linebacker Nick Bolton got some tough news on Monday as he will need surgery to repair a dislocated wrist. Bolton's expected to miss 2 months, could possibly return for the final 3 games of the regular season. As has been the case throughout the season, Drew Tranquil will likely start in Bolton's absence.
Blitz off the edge, Cousins throws, and it's taken away by Addison for the touchdown.
Addison ripped the ball away from former Chief Charvarius Ward for the 60-yard score right before the end of the first half, as that proved to be a big difference maker for the Vikings. They led 16-7 going to the locker room. Greg Joseph made 2 second-half field goals as Minnesota went on to win 22-17 over the 49ers. Kirk Cousins threw for 378 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Vikings are now 3-4. Brock Purdy had 272 yards with a touchdown and 2 interceptions coming on the final 2 drives of the game, as the 49ers lost their second straight and are now 5-2. Finally in sports, one of the NBA's best is getting a large contract extension. Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo has agreed to a 3-year, $186 million extension, according to his agent. The deal includes a player option for the 2027-28 season and keeps him in Milwaukee through at least 2025, which would cover the duration of new teammate Damian Lillard's contract. Antetokounmpo has spent his entire 10-year career with the Bucks. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and C96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.